Indiana's right-to-work law bars unions from requiring non-members pay fees for representation. The state Supreme Court unanimously rejected a union claim that the measure violates a provision of the Indiana Constitution that prohibits the state from demanding services without compensation. The state argued unions don't have to bargain for non-members, but the unions countered that federal law requires all workers to be represented by the union. Union attorney Dale Pearson says he tried to set up a members-only bargaining unit while right to work was debated in the General Assembly and was dismissed by the Indianapolis region of the National Labor Relations Board. Justice Brent Dixon, writing the court's decision, flatly rejected that argument, which Pearson says was the most frustrating part of the ruling.
These so-called members-only contracts that the state here and various others try to argue is an option to the union is just not accurate. We don't have that option.
Pearson says he's considering appealing the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, seeking clarification that members-only contracts are barred by federal labor law in the hopes of producing a more favorable ruling from the state Supreme Court in the future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.